It's here and now. Today is the last day for many for open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act. At last check, sign-ups were nearing the 7 million goal. In a minute, NPR's Julie Rovner on some last-minute questions. But first, a recent Gallup poll shows 36% of Americans without insurance plan to pay the fine rather than sign up. Some say they can't afford it. But Jim Moore of Denver, Colorado, represents another reason. He joins us from the studios of Colorado Public Radio. Jim, why are you not signing up?
Well, there's several reasons. The first one is I just feel it's wrong for the government to force us to buy a product that we don't necessarily want or need. As you know, Obamacare has all the bells and whistles, and some people don't need all the bells and whistles.
So this is a political decision on your part, that you don't feel the government should ask you to purchase something?
Yes, yep. Yes, it is. And there's a number of other surrounding factors.
Let's get to those in a second. But do you pay taxes into Social Security and Medicare?
Oh, yes, I do.
And isn't that somewhat the same thing?
No, I don't see how it's the same thing.
Well, you know, the government is requiring that you pay into a program.
No, that's the purpose of Social Security and Medicare taxes is to fund the Social Security program. And I don't really see the similarity there.
Well, some would, just that it's, you know, the government asking people to pay into a large pool of health care. But we hear that you are opposed to what is different, which is the purchasing of a certain kind of insurance. Will you have any health insurance?
At the moment, I haven't really solved my own problem. For instance, I just got sick here a couple weeks ago, so I just went to the local ER and... So I'll have a $250 bill there, which is fine. I will pay that. But as we started out and said, I'm just opposed on philosophical grounds.
So you're willing to forego insurance thinking, what, that you'll be able to take the gamble and pay for coverage when you need it?
Yes, exactly. I have been blessed with good health. And so, I mean, if I have to go to the ER once or even twice a year, that's, what, about $500? I'll be still way ahead.
Well, what about when that changes? Because no one ever expects to get hit by a truck or have a heart attack or be diagnosed with cancer. In that case, your coverage will be paid for by other Americans and by hospitals and doctors, either in, you know, Medicaid, if you have to go there, or by going to the emergency room and having somebody cover hundreds of thousands of dollars, not $250.
Well, the fact remains... This is not a good law. It's a jobs killer. Obama and the Obama administration misrepresented the facts in selling Obamacare. He said if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. And those turned out to be entirely false. He said families would save $2,500 per family. Most of the people signing up for Obamacare are seeing their premiums go way up. The deductibles are way up. These are some of the other factors that lead me to my decision.
Ms. Jim Moore, certified public accountant in Denver, Colorado, who's not enrolling in the Affordable Care Act. He's willing to pay the fee because he does not believe the government should require him to buy insurance. Jim, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.